This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it's Dom time. Big issues, big guests here from the NAC, the Newtown Athletic Club. Still have room for you. There's no fire marshal out of here. We declared it a fire marshal day. This room looks like we can get 1,000 people in here. With us this hour, everyone, are our defensive coordinators. If you're going to win in Pennsylvania, particularly Philadelphia, you can't just play offense. Everyone, this is Linda Kern. She's not on Talk Radio 1210 today. I don't know why. She's been on, set an all-time record. And the man who had the easiest job in Pennsylvania politics, Joe DeFelice, who had to quarterback Philadelphia and make sure Philadelphia did not commit any of their usual shenanigans. That's the easiest job out of all these people today, right? So, Linda, thank you. Thanks for coming all the way out here to Bucks County.
Absolutely, Dom. Thank you so much for having me on. And my election law soulmate, Joe DeFelice, we've been doing this together for about 20 years, so we're unstoppable.
Well, if you missed this because of all the celebration and the welder of what Trump is doing, a lot of people say, what about? And I take it to heart when you say, what about Diane Marsaglia? We'll ask Linda about that. What are the options there? Dave Sunday, the attorney general, is going to be on at 2:30 today after we congratulate. He can't officially say anything about it. I'm just going to ask, is that an area that you could take a look at? But Linda, you recently, after all this, winning the election, the McCormick recount, you got something on record on the Democrats walking around out here in Bucks County with phony badges. There's something about phony badges and these Democrats saying they were election officials. Don't go in there. You can't vote in there. I mean, who is it that's suppressing democracy here? So, Linda, what's the latest on that?
Sure, right. So I'm sure everyone saw those voter protection badges, and
yes,
they said PA
yes.
Dems on them and paid
yes.
for by Democratic Party. And on Election Day, we were dealing with that all over the Commonwealth. We were calling the judges of elections. We were calling boards of elections to try to get those people out of the polling place, because in Pennsylvania, you're not allowed in the polling place with anything that promotes a candidate or a party. So on Election Day, out in Allegheny County, Pittsburgh, my counterpart got that judge to say that those badges could not be in polling places. I tried in Philadelphia and did not succeed. The judge found against me. Her reasoning was that she wasn't sure that the voters could really read the print. I knew that.
Wait a minute. Graduates of the Philadelphia Public Schools, as an educator, I must note, that might be correct. I agree with the judge on this.
Well, I think she was talking more about the size. She was talking about the size of the print. And I said, right. Judge, we need a bright line rule. It's either in or out.
Right.
And I can't imagine what would have happened if I would have bought 10,000 badges that said Trump voter protection on them.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
I would have been
yeah.
carted off by the sheriff.
Yeah.
So when I lost on Election Day, I still appealed it, even though the election was over. There's a doctrine that allows you to appeal something that is capable of repetition, meaning it could happen in another election, but likely to evade judicial review. So I appealed it on that basis, and on Friday I got a Commonwealth Court opinion completely agreeing with me and all of my arguments, saying that those badges are not allowed in polling places in Philadelphia, which means we now have a trial court opinion from Allegheny County, a Commonwealth Court opinion from our appellate court, so I'm hopeful that we won't see those badges inside polling places next time around. So that just goes to show you that we're carrying on Chairman Whatley's vision, which is protect the vote. And even though we're weeks past Election Day, we and my team are still protecting the vote.
And Chairman Whatley is going to call in today and congratulate everyone here. So that's at 1:30 on Talk Radio 1210. And Linda, this is the grind, the dirty work. The other side doesn't give up. The constant stuff. Going through Bob Casey Jr. and seeing the Inquirer still say his legacy, trustworthy. He worked so hard for people. He just cost over $1 million because he had a snit. Mark Elias whispered in his ear. The shenanigans to try to do this for 2026 or 2028. What do you think happened here? What's the result now that listeners here and listening should know in the future about these illegal mail-in ballots?
Well, listeners should know that they have the anti-Mark Elias and Linda Kearns. That's the first thing that they should know. And our mail-in ballot law, it's clear that the voters must fill out, date, and sign. That's what our legislature decided. The Supreme Court has ruled on it. The federal court has ruled on it. But the Democrats still tried to get these ballots that were not dated, counted. And luckily, they had tried a trick again. And there was a special election in Philadelphia, so they got two voters not to... I think that it was kind of a plan not to have these voters date their ballots so they could bring it up to the appellate court once again. But finally, our Supreme Court got tired of it and said, no, for this election, we are not changing the law on this. We have to keep it in place. You must date these mail ballots.
They had to say it three times.
Yeah, exactly.
Three times to Democrats.
Exactly.
Joe DeFelice has been someone who, as I said, has been intimately involved in Philadelphia, protecting the vote. He's worked in various capacities over the years. So, Joe, let's talk about, first of all, the upside of this. President Trump did remarkably well in Philadelphia. My neck of the woods, South Philly, is where they really came out. But in these poorer neighborhoods, the River Wards, the Latino vote, somewhat African-American. I mean, Mitt Romney got zero in some of these wards.
59 divisions he got zero votes in.
59 divisions. Well, no offense, but he's walking into Philadelphia with a top hat on. That's 100%. What he looks at. Whereas Trump comes in with the Trump and the whole schmear, and I think that moves stuff. What's the encouraging sign there?
Well, what I could tell you is I knew at 9:06 that night that we were going to win Pennsylvania just because of the results out of one division.
Okay.
One of our poll watchers called in. He was in the 7th Ward, 6th Division. 7th Ward is Kensington. It's right off of Kensington and Allegheny. So if you're familiar with it, right, not a bastion of conservatism, right? But it's K&A, a couple blocks away.
Right.
Bruce, the poll watcher, calls in. He goes, I said, what are your numbers? He goes, it was a 200 for Harris and 80 for Trump. That's the kind of division that you would have seen like six or seven, not 80. I'm like, we're going to win Pennsylvania. And people are like, you could tell that from one division. I'm like, I could tell from that division. And if that division is getting 80, that means the one next door to it's getting 80. The other one next door is going. And just I'm from the Northeast. I'm from Mayfair. Right. So seeing north of Cottman Avenue, we pulled in Senator Picozzi now up there too with that. I mean, not taking anything away from the kid, worked his tail off, but seeing what happened in the Northeast, South Philly, the River Wards, where our office was on Election Day, was it Aramingo and Allegheny, if you're familiar with that area, that went red. Like, to think that whole.
How armed are you in that field office at Aramingo and Allegheny?
There were a lot of people that didn't necessarily want us there, and I had to explain to them how secure it was. And I said, we're on the one side of the train tracks. So you go to the other side of the train tracks, it's a different neighborhood. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, Joe, how about the usual stuff? Bob Brady still owes me a lobster dinner. He bet they'd win Philadelphia by 500,000 votes. He went nuts on the air. He's a good guy on that, but I mean, what kept the vote total down? Was it just Harris?
Yeah, 100% it was Harris. I mean, I could tell you that right now. I mean, I think Biden would have done better. I really do, especially with those old school Union Democrats. I mean, Irish, Catholic, Scranton, Union, local, Delaware, like that plays very well. I think we saw some of the cutting at the top of the ticket. We had two races up there. We had Azaz Gill and Sean Doherty up in the Northeast, and this Picozzi Dillon race. They were bullet balling. They weren't even touching the top of the ticket because they knew it was going to be a drag on their lower candidates.
So looking forward now, we have Joe DeFelice, Philadelphia, with us. Linda Kearns, too, Philadelphia, our defensive coordinators. So, Linda, moving forward, I noticed we talked about the first 100 days of President Trump. Sanctuary cities, going after people who already have the order to be deported. A couple of questions. One, how are there 1.3 million who are supposed to be deported, have not been yet? And two, Sherelle Parker has been noticeably calm, silent,
not saying you're not coming into my city and removing these people, because I think the threat of taking away federal funds this time is real.
Right. Well, we have a lot to do coming into these our municipal elections next year. We can't let this momentum fade. I hope that everyone who voted in this election in 2024 votes in 2025. Everyone who volunteered to be a poll watcher, you can be a poll watcher next time. Just even
can I say one name?
What's the name, Dan? 2025. Everyone in the room, who's up in Philadelphia? Krasner, say it again, Krasner. Absolutely, yes.
Right, and I'd like to disagree here with Joe. He said we did so well in Philadelphia just because of Harris being the candidate, but it was also because Joe made sure there was a Republican presence in all 1,703 polling places in Philadelphia, and that's how you win elections.
Now, wait a minute. Let's go back, because we've talked over the years. Your buddy Kevin Kelly, who's a rough guy. I mean, he's mannerly, but he's rough. To put it mildly, I play all the time on my show, the Mitt Romney election, a woman at Chewinawany trying to get into the place. She had all of her documents. We don't care your documents. And he's gone wild on the air with a guy. How did you get them seated in that number, Joe?
Well, I'm going to get to Linda in a second on that. So that was an issue. And that's what we didn't have in 20, right? In 16, right. We did roughly 200 inspectors of election that we got court appointed. And then we did probably 400 or 500 poll watchers. This time around, we did an additional 200. Offense. I left the party in 17. I joined the admin. A lot of that kind of fell off for a while. Linda wasn't really involved. I hadn't really been involved. She called me in July to come out of retirement for this. Actually, she begged me in July to come out of retirement for this. But we started recruiting poll watchers. We said, all right, where don't we have anybody? And when you open the map, it was the entire city of Philadelphia. We had coverage like swaths of wards. So we start calling, registered Republicans. Like, if you're a registered Republican and you live at 16th and Susquehanna, you're probably a real Republican, right? So let's call let's call that guy and let's say, yo, buddy, like, you're obviously stayed Republican for all these years. Let's get involved. And we got them inside. Robin Byrd is here somewhere. We got her. She's in Port Richmond. She was a rock star for us as a majority inspector on Election Day. But what we did is we went to those people, filled in those areas, and then we went out and recruited all the poll watchers. So we had 1,703 divisions covered. We had, 30 legal teams? And that morning, we knew it was going to happen. We knew they were going to throw these court-appointed election officials out of the polling places. I'm not talking about poll watchers. I'm talking about the inspectors. That call came in like clockwork. We knew it was coming. Linda went right to court. We got the court orders to put them right back in. Now, there was probably, 11, I think, at the end of the day, which had dropped down. The credit to Seth Bluestein and the city commissioners. They had worked overtime to essentially inform the inspectors and the judges, like, yo, these people are coming. You better make a seat for them. And if your sister was planning on working because she needed the $200 for the turkey, she's not getting it this year because the Republicans coming.
That's Philadelphia politics. That's the best line of the day. All right, coming up, we'll continue talking with Joe and Linda, and we have a couple of the voices you hear, usually on the side question, things of that nature, are here today, recognizable. We'll recognize them. And a toast. This is from the Young Republicans. $109 bottle of wine, Linda. I've been waiting for a fitting occasion to toast it. And today, since we celebrate all that's happened, we'll get Linda's sense, too, of what happened here in Bucks County, what can be done to prevent that in the future. Phone lines, if you'd like to call in and congratulate people, make a comment on anything, or 855-839-1210. All right, Dom to your Dano show. Welcome in, everyone. Still room. You can get here before 3. Great sandwiches, beverages at the Knack, Newtown Athletic Club with Linda Kearns, Joe DeFelice, and, according to multiple sources, probably the congressman who pushed the hardest in various parts of the state for President Trump. Joining us here on Talk Radio 1210 is Congressman Dan Muser. Congressman, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, thank you very, very much. And to everyone at the Knack, I was very honored to be part of the Worthington Warriors as we successfully rose the flag of victory over Pennsylvania down at the Knack. I was just happened to be with Jim as we saw the returns come in. So,
wait a minute. There are stories I heard the tab on that election night soiree here was, wow, I can't reveal it, but it's hard to believe how much it was. So, Dan, what part of the state for we're here? We're centric to Philadelphia and the collar counties.
Sure.
I've been in maybe 30 counties in Pennsylvania. But most of them, I couldn't do a quiz show on that. So what county, where are you headquartered?
Well, I'm based in, I live in Luzerne County. My
the belly of the beast, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and we sure did. We flipped to over 20,000 seats from votes from 2020 to 2024. So like Bucks County, like Erie County, like so many traditionally blue counties. But, yeah, eastern central Pennsylvania is my district. I have about 12 counties, not complete counties. But I go all the way to the northern border of Pennsylvania to down south to Hamburg, out to Sunbury, out to Williamsport. So it's a big district.
How many times in your career, you should know this, I ask every congressman and representative, how many times in your career have you ever been to Erie, the end of the world? How many times?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, it is a hike. Three or four, at least.
Okay, all right.
When I was revenue secretary, they used to send me everywhere. Right. Nobody else wanted to go. So, yeah, I was up there several times.
So, Congressman, what is it you want to see early on, first 100 days from President Trump, after this win in Pennsylvania that was much easier than I would have thought? I don't know if you were in that camp. I thought he was going to win, but I thought we'd need 2 or 3 days of hassling and Linda Kearns fighting people at the ballots here in Philadelphia. So what do you want done? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, it did hit the highest level of my expectations. I really did believe President Trump would win. And as did Jim, and between him and, like I said, his warriors, the PAGOP, the RNC, the early voting. Look, we had a model of a campaign that we need to continue to improve and build upon. But now we have to prove that the voters were right. And I think we're going to. I mean, President Trump just has great vision for where he wants to take our country. He's got a great plan. He's putting people in place. Execute that plan and see it through. And now, you know, frankly, or very soon, it's going to be time to execute. And there's a number of initiatives that he is going to accomplish within 2 years, and people can feel confident that this will get done. The border will be secure. The level of fentanyl and drugs coming across will be minimized. We will go to war with the cartels if they don't lay down their weapons, the human trafficking, et cetera. Domestic energy policy.
Let me back up, Congressman, to go to war with them. DeSantis has said, and I think Trump somewhat, that means actually take them on in Mexico if necessary.
Well, it does. And clearly we're going to need some smart people leading this. Marco Rubio, the DHS Secretary, Kristi Noem. But we will need the cooperation of Mexico. And there's no one better at gaining that cooperation than President Donald J. Trump. He did it before. He'll do it again. They will see it will be in their interests. But we have to stop that. And you know what? Mexico is going to appreciate it because cartels have, you know, taken over way too much of their economy and their quality of life. But the list goes on, you know, and it's almost low-lying fruit, Dom. I mean, domination in energy, competitive tax rates, minimize regulations, as he's done before, world stability. He's going to bring it. He's going to bring it. It's going to be peace through strength. Talk softly. Maybe not talk so softly, but definitely carry a big stick.
Exactly. Congressman, thank you. I saw you on many shows. Even once on Fox, duking it out, which was surprising over Trump. It was a Saturday, and I was riveted to it. So, Congressman, thank you very much. Please, we'd like to have you back on the show sometime soon.
It's great. Keep up the great work, Dom. Appreciate the opportunity. Have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, Dan, we have quite a number of – I feel like this is a prize fight here at the NAC, and we want to announce, Dan, you may, some of the these are the people you hear call in every day who are characters, smart. The side question, by the way, Dan, the side question today, I still have a side question. We'll get to that in a moment.
Are we doing a side question?
Yeah, the side question today is, see how they answer this gallery you're bringing up, is this is a celebration today. Which celebration do you think would be the most inspiring in history?
Oh, you're thinking on the spot.
Yeah, well, I'm taking World War II off. Obvious, that's got to be it. The kiss and everything else. The other is the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, if that happens again, second time around. But what's the most event that you'd like to have been there to celebrate the most, or one that you did celebrate? I think the Trump first time, was that bigger than the second time?
Did you say Osama bin Laden?
Killing of Osama bin Laden. Yes, yeah. USA.
Couches
USA.
Lit on fire in West Virginia. It was great.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead, Dan. Who
I just want to make a comment real quick. The community we built here, Dom Giordano Program, has been fascinating. We've met some great individuals. If you're regular listeners of ours, some you might actually recognize here, some of our side question regulars and experts. First off, Earl of Tacony right here.
The Earl of Tacony, yes.
2023. Earl, do you have a side question to answer, sir? On the spot, Earl.
On the spot.
It's on. The signing of the armistice for World War II.
Signing of the armistice of World War II.
You want to be on the Japanese ship with MacArthur. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Okay. Good answer,
All right, Earl. We got Robert of Ben Salem, who's on a hot streak.
Right, yes.
Do you really want to submit another side question answer since you already won three times last week? I mean,
off the top of my head, I'll go with the 2000 Times Square New Year's Eve celebration in the hopes that everything was going to shut down because of Y2K.
Kind of a down answer, Robert.
Well, I'm trying, man. It was right off the top. For stopping them from stealing votes at that prison. Thank you.
And finally, let me turn the camera here. That's Earl right there, and then you see Robert walking there. And then finally, we got Dave in Somerset. Dave, you got an answer for us?
Well, can I give context to it, too?
Yeah, sure.
So every 4th of July now, I watch, I don't know if anybody ever saw the miniseries, John Adams. And in the second episode, they show how the Declaration was passed. And it still sends a chill down my spine, but it's the day that they read the Declaration to the people. And I get tear up, and you know, you think about what these people witnessed was the changing of the world right there, and that's what I would have liked to have been to. Thank you.
All right. Answer, Dave.
That's excellent. All right.
Well, one more round of applause for all our guys that we built.
The voices
well,
that
in the
you
audience.
Hear
and
he does a great job.
Absolutely.
Well,
thank you, Dan.
Thank
and
you.
Notice the green suit in full leisure now. Should have worn the leash. Could see it, Robert. Thank you. Thanks. All right, it is that time, though. Let's all raise whatever beverage you have. We have the $100 bottle of wine.
Dom, we have to toast some of my amazing orange staff that are
okay.
in the corner over there. Ashley Walakiewicz, stand up, Ashley. She was in charge of all of Pennsylvania, our political director.
The Trump Force 47.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Ashley, thank you.
Joe and I have been in this for 20 years. This was the most amazing colleagues and team members we've ever had. I will be in a foxhole with these people anytime, anywhere. And of course, Tom Petruzic, raise your hand. He was the election integrity director, answered my calls all day, all night. We were on, I don't know, 100 Zoom calls training all the poll watchers. It was the best team I've ever had, and they are the reason that that Trump won Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
So this is to them.
Definitely worth $109 a bottle.
Oh,
definitely. All right.
And Joe's son, Christian's here. Joe did not get to see his family because he was with me for the last 3 months. So I give a lot of credit to his family for putting up with the fact that we devoted all of our time to this effort.
All right. Coming up, somebody's calling in to congratulate everyone here, particularly Linda and Joe and Jim DeFelice, Jim Worthington. Michael Whatley is job number one. I remember when I said, why did they put this guy in? Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick's checking in here, too, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Congressman, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, I'm traveling with family, but I just got a text from my buddy Jim. Number one, welcome back to Bucks County, Dom. You're at the gym. By the way, I'm a member of that gym, but Worthington jokes with me a lot that I'm there more in a suit than I am in my workout clothes, which is true. but Dom, just a quick word about Jim and Linda. You know, these are two of the most amazing people I've ever gotten to know. And Jim Worthington and Dom, you've been around this business long enough to know there are a lot of people that get involved for all the wrong reasons. They ask for things for themselves. This is a man who does it entirely because he loves his country. He loves Bucks County. Dom, if you could have seen the operation this man had, it's like nothing I've ever seen in my life. And I know a lot of the, you know, Jim never likes to take credit. He likes to spread it around. That's why he's such a great leader. And I know a lot of people are there. But I just wanted to call in and let you know, and I know you already know this, what an amazing man. And Linda, who is the sidekick, who does a lot of the a lot of the work behind the scenes. Just amazing, amazing people. And thank you for going to the NAC today. Dom, I don't know if you're going to be working out at all, but Jim's got
well,
some great
my producer Dan is going to attempt soon. We're saving that for the 2 o'clock hour. One push-up.
Yeah.
Even though he's in his suit. Jim, do you think you can get out of you think you can get one push-up? We think we could do it.
I also have a physical surprise for you coming up, Dom. Hopefully my surprise shows up, though. So.
Oh, okay. Well, then, okay. Yeah. It's a good tease. They better show up. These people are waiting for it. I've been waiting for it all show.
I don't see it yet. No.
All right, Congressman, thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving. And, again, thanks for your work, too.
Good, sir. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to all your listeners.
All right, there's Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick calling in here on Talk Radio 1210. And coming up, well, it's always a good time. Michael Whatley, the RNC chair, calling in to congratulate everybody here. He's next on Talk Radio 1210. Thanksgiving is here, so whether you're hosting or going to gatherings, remember where Captain Chuckie's. How many in Bucks County? I think I can think of three or four. So wherever you are leaving today, of course, they have those fantastic crab cakes, wild-caught shrimp and soups, but they're teaming up with well-known family-owned businesses to launch their newest invention, the Bang Bang Crab Cake and Cheese Specialty Bread, available exclusively for now at most Captain Chuckie's locations. They also have a Taste of Philly section in most stores. They carry the following family-owned items. Stock's Pound Cake, everybody knows them. Marciano's Specialty Breads. Pierogies from the Pierogi Kitchen of Roxborough. Chef Matt's Key Lime Pies. Derby's Philly Famous Clams Casino. And also Vera Pasta Company of Westchester. They produce Captain Chuckie's own line of pasta, including their three different raviolis. Their own lobster, banging crab, and finally their shrimp scampi ravioli and their own jarred blush sauce. Check out their website and local Captain Chuckie's for availability. Fantastic items, and don't forget those Dom Rolls. So visit them today. There's a location near your one website, welovecrabcakes.com, welovecrabcakes.com. Going to the shore, Captain Chuckie's at theshore.com. All right, Dom Giordano show from the Knack. And, you know, talk radio, people don't get talk radio. They don't get what it's about. It's about a lot of fun, politics, of course. We'll go to Mike Whatley here in a second. But here in the front row, you hear me reference this all the time with the sunglasses on, is Myrna. That's a woman who showed up in Kensington wanting to know how to effectively ring doorbells and register people to vote for Scott Presler. She's from the main line. She went all the way to Kensington. That's quite a journey. Yes, go right ahead.
If you can hear me and you door knocked, did any door knocking campaigns, can you please raise your hands? All right, we want to. Right, wow.
Yeah.
Look at that,
thank
Tom.
You, guys.
Amazing, amazing turnout.
All right, joining us is a guy who had a tough job. He had people like Linda Kearns out there who made it easier, though. Joining us to congratulate everyone here, particularly Linda, Scott Presler, and all the people that won Pennsylvania, is the RNC chairman, Michael Whatley. Chairman, welcome back. First, congratulations to you. You were billed as the ultimate guy to stop all this nonsense from 2020, and you delivered against forces that know how to do nonsense.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, the first, you know, conversation that I had with the president after being sworn in was, you know, how are we going to get this done? And I said, we're going to focus on two things. We're going to get out the vote and protect the ballot. And that really, truly is how we won this race. You know, we never wavered. We were never distracted. You know, when you talk about a state like Pennsylvania, there really truly are three things that you need. You need a great candidate running a great race. You need to get out the vote. You need to protect the ballot. And we can take care of the other two. But Donald Trump and Dave McCormick, you cannot get better candidates and you cannot get better races. Those guys absolutely delivered in a big way, talking to every single voter, you know, from our Get Out the Vote program and focusing on low propensity voters and making sure that we had all of those thousands upon thousands of volunteers that were knocking on doors and making phone calls and having those critical 5-minute conversations. And then you look at election integrity. And like you said, Linda and the rest of our team in Pennsylvania, we could not have had a better effort. And Lawrence Tabus, the Pennsylvania GOP chair and his team did an absolutely phenomenal job of making sure that we were on target with the lawsuits. Mm-hmm. Every one of those lawsuits that we won is a testament to coming in with good legal theories and good attorneys. And then being in the room made all the difference in the world. You know, when you're in the room, when the votes are being cast or counted, just makes all the difference in the world.
Chairman, I'm not sure it's a point of honor. Joe DeFelice, who's here, was in charge of Philadelphia, told us today they had somebody watching the polls there in every one of the precincts in Philadelphia. I have to tell you, I've lived in Philadelphia all my life, South Philly on top of it. That seems to be impossible. I have fact checkers out there right now. You just can't do it. They don't allow it in Philadelphia. You could storm Normandy easier than you could put those poll watchers in these places, in North Philly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is remarkable that this was done. So what, Michael Whatley, are you going to be doing now moving forward?
Well, right now, we still have a little bit of cleanup left out in California. We've got a recount in North Carolina for the Chief Justice race. We've got a recount going on in Iowa for a congressional race. So we're gonna put the final stamp on all of these races that are taking place, you know, for this cycle. And then we've got a lot of work to do with the inaugural. We need to make sure that we get President Trump sworn in and have a party on the Mall that is going to be worthy of the 47th president of the United States. The transition is very serious work, making sure that we get these nominees through. We get them confirmed is going to be absolutely critical because people are policy. And you look at what the president is doing right now. He is nominating people that are very capable, talented, work hard, and are ready to implement his agenda. And then we're going to go right back to work and get ready for the 26th cycle.
All right, well, I have you here at the NAC, just with the select crowd and our listeners around the country. Tell us, Michael Whatley, what's the germ of the idea now, this big event on inaugural day? Give us an idea. Is there a theme that's already out there? What are we going to see?
Well, I think it goes back to what the president ran on, right? I mean, make America great again. You know, now it's not just a campaign slogan, it's a mandate. And, you know, we are going to be very, very focused on, you know, a celebration of America. You know, this is not just a celebration of Donald Trump. It's a celebration of America and all the things that we're going to do. You know, he ran on an agenda that was pretty simple, right? Restore the southern border, rebuild our economy, keep our communities safe, and make sure that we're strong enough to protect our interests and allies around the world. You know, so we're gonna have a weekend in Washington with a lot of different state societies and others that are going to be holding balls and parties. That'll be a lot of fun. But you know, when it comes to the inauguration itself, that's going to be 11 o'clock on Monday the 20th, and the president's going to go right down the street and he's going to roll up his sleeves and he's going to get to work. And he is already set on day one. It's about unleashing American energy, bringing down inflationary spending, and making sure that we secure the southern border. So I have no doubt that the executive orders and the other work that's going to be done is going to be focused on those priorities. And then we will have the inaugural balls that evening, which are really, truly going to be very special and fantastic.
Congratulations to one of your best acts, hiring Linda Kearns here in the room. Everybody here at the NAC agrees with that this was remarkable. She hijacked Talk Radio 1210 and turned it into her own marching orders. We all got them. We all had to do these seminars with your poll workers, too. We were just dragooned into it. There was no pay. There was nothing. We had to show up.
Dom, I credit Chairman Whatley. He came to Philadelphia. I think it was January or February. We sat in a pub in Philadelphia, and he said, Linda, what do we need? What do we need to do here in Pennsylvania to win Pennsylvania? I had spreadsheets. I had presentations. We sat in that pub. We talked about it, and he gave us the resources. This win goes to Chairman Whatley. He made sure Pennsylvania had what we needed. So if anyone wants to know who to thank, it's Chairman Whatley.
Thank you, Chairman.
Well, and I
thank
will
you
tell
very
you,
much.
Dom, I was just getting ready to say about meeting with Linda Kern even before I became chair when I was general counsel in that pub in Pennsylvania and saying, what is it going to take? Tell me what it's going to take and we'll get it to you. And her and Jody Felice, Lawrence Davis, and the entire rest of the team, you know, making sure that we were in the room when votes are cast and counted. You cannot overstate how important that is.
Absolutely. Chairman, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us today. Chairman Michael Whatley here on Talk Radio 1210. Linda, one final point, too, as we sort of end the hour, 855-839-1210. You can get in on the side question. A lot of emphasis, and listeners here certainly came out today, are savvy to this. They realize it's not just where the votes were cast, it's where they're counted. And you made the emphasis on that. And I think moving it to that secure warehouse with the barbed wire in Northeast Philadelphia, it was drab. It was a good thing. When you had it over at the convention center, the mobs around the world, and I know that it has to influence people. Of course, the highlight of the campaign for me, not once, not twice, but three times having Al Schmidt on, the Secretary of State. And we got along pretty much. I'm not sure the information may have been disinformation or not. But talk about that a little bit, the actual counting, how that works.
Right. So, well, we didn't hesitate to challenge Al Schmidt every chance we got. But no, we recruited attorneys and observers to watch those mail ballots being counted in all 67 counties. It was not an easy job. I credit my team, Tom and Ashley, with helping me to do that. And we made sure we had eyes on the process. And that's what election integrity means. It means having eyes on the process. And now we're looking forward. We want to take what we did here and keep going. And today, Joe and I have a really good friend here supporting us, Ted Christian. He came to support us here. And I remember that name because he loves elections and election integrity as much as me and Joe. So That's a name you got to watch, Ted Christian.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Coming up, we'll get some more on the side question from people and also more with Linda and some others stopping by. Dom Giordano Show here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. Thank you. All right. Dom Giordano Show coming to you from the Knack. Still a lot of people here. Got a big hour left. That's the Newtown Athletic Club right here on Pheasant Run Road. And, you'll see the building where we are. Lawrence Tabus is here. Larry, why don't you grab Don? Can we set him up? Yeah. The state chairman who you just heard from Michael Whatley, talking about what happened here in Pennsylvania. I hope you enjoyed today hearing, for example, Joe DeFelice take you inside what it was like to keep the vote going for President Trump. Haven't read that, haven't seen it anywhere else. So, Lawrence, you were just referenced by Michael Whatley calling in to congratulate everyone, particularly the people on stage with me, and he referenced you. What was the state role in this? What jumped out at you, Lawrence, in this election cycle?
Well, we successfully, over the past 5 years since I was elected state chair, we successfully rebuilt our infrastructure where I focused as a priority on voter registration.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2019, the Democrats out-registered us, had an advantage of over 815,000. And over these last 5 years, we've reduced that by over 525,000 so that their advantage is the lowest it's been in 52 years.
All right, I'm already planning to party here at the Knack. Give me the date in which we're going to be ahead of the Democrats in voter registration, on paper at least, by one registration. That's all I need. What date do you look into your crystal ball and tell us?
Well, and we've had a lot of help and support. I know you had Scott Pressler here, who's been one of the people who has been very supportive of our efforts and others throughout the state. My prediction is I'm going to be more cautious and conservative than most, but we will have achieved that goal in time for the gubernatorial election in 2026.
Ooh. Whoa, that's pretty bold. So 2026, it's the headline today. This will be, on paper at least, a red state.
It would be a red state. And again, just in the last 4 years, we've registered, you know, since Biden was elected president, 400,000. This year, since the primary, 100,000 additional registrations.
Wow. And these are coming, Lawrence, you guys would know this too, across a wide swath. In other words, these are Latino voters, black voters, the Amish, all these different sorts of groups are now registered. And I might add, too, I don't know if you have the exact on this, but Pressler talks about this all the time. I think most people in the room are registered, almost everyone, but you have Trump voters who go. They contribute. They go to the rally after rally. Some of them are registered, some of them are not, but then they don't show up and vote. It's a mystery, but this time they seem to do that.
We targeted the low propensity voters, is what they're called. Joe alluded to them earlier in your show. These are some folks who hadn't voted ever or hadn't voted in 10 years or only vote every once in a while in an election. But the reason I'm more optimistic about us becoming a voter registration advantage in 26 is this election was more than just the capstone of returning President Trump to the White House, which is phenomenal. But his leadership and his campaign and that of Dave McCormick and our row officers, there's a wave that has come over Pennsylvania. People are coming up to me on the streets from all over the state. They see now that the Republicans are the ones who will be able to make our lives better, the economy stronger, you know, save us from burdensome regulations, protect the border. And I just saw the other day, one of our pollsters showed me, the first time in years here in Pennsylvania, 50% plus of the voters think the Republicans are better suited to make America great again.
All right. Absolutely the case. And it's on issues, not just the economy, it's on issues that you would not think necessarily. That's why I think it was so important that Trump won the popular vote nationwide. I'm so stunned by it. I don't know about you. This is your daily job. I'm saying, you got to be kidding me that Trump's going to win the popular vote nationwide. That doesn't happen anymore for Republicans.
Well, let me put that into context for all of you. You know, the Democrats start out with California,
right?
New York. Those two alone, enormous number of voters. So, you know, they win that state. It's the number of voters. They get that fixed electoral vote. So for us in all of the states that we win, for us to have achieved that, for President Trump to have won the popular vote, which I believe might have been the first time, at least in our state, since 1984. I don't know what it would have been nationally. It takes getting voters from California, New York, all walks of life, like you said. You forgot one group that we've done well with, 35 and unders. Young people want America to be a great nation. They want to thrive. They want to be able to get terrific jobs. They want to be able to raise their families and enjoy the benefits of this.
Joe Bacozzi, the state senator not too far away, is only 29.
I'm telling you, Joe is my hero. He's a machine. He's terrific. He's got a great personality. Fortunately, at the age of 29, he'll be with us for a long period as a candidate. But Joe is an example that we can attract these younger voters. Look at J.D. Vance. He was 39 when he was nominated to be the Vice President of the United States. I'm trying to think what I was doing when I was 39. But I wasn't running for Vice President of the United States, I'll tell you that. But we've been doing well amongst, as you said, African Americans, Hispanics, Latinos, the Asian community, with the Amish, young and old. But we've been attracting Democrats as well, because the issues that are facing our nation are not Republican Democrat. The economy, you know, the border crisis and the international affairs. These are all issues that all Americans are concerned about. And one thing that we can say, that in his first term, President Trump demonstrated that he didn't care if you voted for him or not. He was going to make your life better. And he did. The lowest unemployment rate in the history for African Americans, for women, Asians, Latinos, Hispanics. And that's what Americans want. They want to be proud of their nation, and they want a good, strong country.
Thank you. Lawrence Tabus, the state chair here on Talk Radio 1210. You just heard Michael Whiteley say what we're going to see on Inauguration Day is a celebration of America. Let's see. Special prosecutor drops the felony charges against Trump in the election interference case. Jack Smith. Now, Linda, I'll turn to you legally here. Thank you, Lawrence. More and more we're seeing Jonathan Turley, I'll probably do it on the show tomorrow, the brilliant guy, wrote 8 printed pages today about how slowly but surely on January 6th, that sort of thing is fading away. Not that there wasn't a riot there, not that there are some people who should be punished, but Jack Smith dropping this is an indicator that this is not going to be popular to go forward. The American people don't want this to continue, essentially. They want Trump to do his job.
Absolutely. And we want to concentrate. We want to be a rule of law country. And I have a very good friend. She's a Floridian. She's a big fan of mine, but I am even more a fan of hers. Her name is Pam Bondi, and she's going
to... Whoa, wait a minute now. Get on the phone right now. Come on. Get Pam Bondi on here today.
She's going
to doesn't have to take any legal position. Just say... I salute Linda Kearns. I'll live for it. Come on. You can do it.
She's going to be our next attorney general, and I think everybody here needs to understand what that means for this country. She is absolutely amazing, and she's going to make sure the rule of law is followed. She's going to make sure the criminals that need to be behind bars are behind bars, and I couldn't be more thrilled about her.
We are, too. Pam Bondi came on. I'll tell you what I recognize, not just her legal. I know that. She went to a Mr. Rogers documentary, that Mr. Rogers show. It was a great show. And people threw stuff at her. They identified her, the blonde hair, whatever. Right. And she still went in and saw the rest of the movie. She didn't go home.
Absolutely.
We had her on retelling the Mr. Rogers, come on, Mr. Rogers film. You got to give it a little ground. You can't be throwing stuff there. Exactly.
And, she was incredibly supportive of me on Election Day. And when that judge gave me that bad order about those badges, yeah, she screamed in my ear, appeal. So you can thank her for that appellate opinion, because she said, Linda, you appeal that. And I did. And we won. So I can't be more thrilled about Pam Bondi being
another reason that Linda Kearns belongs on Talk Radio 1210. Pam Bondi, we have to get here pretty soon. Thank you, Linda, for that. All right. We have one big hour left, and I'm thrilled. We'll bring back Jim Worthington, and we have some other folks stopping by this celebration. Guy Shiraki's here. We'll talk with him. Behind the scenes, you should know, inside the curtain, Guy was the one providing. I couldn't possibly, maybe Linda Kearns would know, I couldn't possibly know all the things that we talked about, and I relied on him. Okay, here, the man in the green suit has a surprise here on Talk Radio 1210. Well, Dan, tell us what this is about. Oh, that's right. It's a bear. Okay. All right. Now, I never said that, Linda. You're my attorney. Linda Kearns will handle this.
You know what,
Tom?
I'm not happy with Dan, because, Dan, where's my walk-up music, Dan? Where's my Elvis music? Why don't you play that?
All right. Wait a minute, Dan. This is a great spectacle here. Where will this happen? I have to change my shoes. I can beat that bear at least. What's the name of the bear, Dan? Oh, what's the name of the bear? What's your name, Bear?
Bear.
Bear. All right, Mr. Bear, come on over here.
Oh,
shake
looks like
hands.
He voted for Trump.
He's got a Trump hat on. Oh. Thank you, Mr. Bear.
Why don't we come up here, Bear?
Yeah, come on up here.
And he has a gift for you. He wants you to pull this out.
All right. What the heck?
All right. So I don't think we're going to have enough room to run, but there's another challenge inside as well.
All right. Shredded Parmesan cheese.
So open this first. Open that first, the bear says.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Okay, Mr. Bear. Yeah. One at a time. All right. Oh, God.
Can we get a growl for the radio, Bear?
Yes, can we?
You are fired.
Bob Casey, you are fired.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Bear.
Getting some support from the bear.
All right.
And then, Dom, another challenge from the bear. Right in the bag if you want to pull it out.
Okay.
I don't know if we have enough room for this either, but we can try.
This, Dan?
Okay, nope.
Okay, party one, peanuts. All right. That's
yeah, we got some birds, Phoebe. That's what the bear's eating.
Oh,
remember, all the squirrels?
Oh, the
bird. Oh, all right.
The theater.
See that guy right over by the back, Rick? Get
so
ready over there.
Yards.
Where's the guy in the
Jim
white
Worthington.
Shirt?
Can you
Jim
catch
Worthington.
This?
Move over a little bit, Jim.
Hey!
Oh, look at it. Now that's a 40 yard.
Not a bad
throw. All right,
throw.
Let's measure that distance right here.
Not a bad throw.
That's about 30 feet. I'm working on it. Jim, set up a 40-yard football throw here. I'm telling you, we'll be able to do it. Jim, I'm surprised you were able to catch that. That was pretty hard coming to you. Thank you.
Bear says that was only 20.
This is a good-sized football.
Bear says that was only 20 feet, not 40 yards, Tom. You still got a lot to prove.
Wait a minute. That's at least, Linda, come on. You're illegal. 25 yards.
David Somerset says he's open. You might want to watch out, though. There's some people. We didn't sign any waivers before this, so maybe we don't do that.
Wait a minute, Dave, you got a light right there. I probably hit the light. So, all right, move over a little bit. There you go.
Oh!
Whoa!
Bad hands, Dan. That was your fault. I threw it low. The defensive back was coming
in. All right, maybe we don't do
there.
The 40 yards. I think that's enough.
Yeah, that's good.
Bear, will you concede you, faster Bear. Than Bob Casey? Will you shake his hand, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Bear.
There you go. Everyone thank the bear for
Who's
stopping by.
Who's in that bear suit? Is that Rich Zeoli by any chance in that bear suit?
What's that?
Is that Rich Zeoli in that bear suit?
Actually, you know what? I don't want to say Nick who Hale. This is, but again, this was a guy that called in and suggested he to do this. So.
Oh, my God.
This is all this and wanted to do it. So thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Now,
that.
At Mulligan's in the summer, we're going to have a real bear. The mayor of Wildwood just texted and said it's legal that I can race it.
Okay. All just right. Watch the bird seed, okay?
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Thank you. All right. N3 here. There we go. Thank you, Tommy. All right, Dan, thank you so much. There's no producer like Dan Borowski. We all know that, right? There's nothing like it. I've had 50 producers, Linda, at least. There's nothing like it. Thank you, Dan. I thought he was going to bring Roe out here to do something. All right. Let's talk about one of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. And right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity, cholesterol support, heart health, natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and a lot more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com, res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com. Do it today.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.